Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. You quoted Ian Bounds, and it's powerful. It's a sobering word. He writes, "Before everything else, preachers must be men of prayer. A prayerless preacher is a misnomer. He has either missed his calling or has grievously failed God who called him into ministry. Above all, prayer must be the main plank of the platform of the man who goes forth to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ to a lost and hungry world." And again, this, he's speaking to preachers, but this goes for all of us. We can't accomplish anything apart from God. I mean, Jesus himself would do nothing, as you say, apart from the Father. Talk about what it, you know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Talk about
Thank you, Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Susie. Thank you, Susie. You see, this book is about one thing. It's about how to hallow the name of the Father. Let me just explain what hallow means. Hallow means to adore the Father. Hallow means to revere the Father. Hallow means to defend his holy name. Hallow means to cherish the Father, to value the Father, to glorify the Father. And then it is, this book is about Luke 11. It's about presenting this great portion of the scriptures from 1 to 13 in a very provocative, very biblical, very hopeful way. And as you remember, in verse 1, Jesus is praying. That should give it up. Mm. I mean, if Jesus, who is God, is praying, how about me and you, Susie? How about everyone listening? So the disciples are watching him. You see, in life, most things are not taught, they are caught. So they're watching Jesus praying. And they have seen him before pray, but this was a different kind of prayer meeting. They wanted it so to pray like that. So when he's done, the Bible says that the disciples said, "Hey, Jesus, we want to pray like that." Say, "Okay, you want me to teach you? Here it is." Verse 2. He could have said anything, but he says, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And here it is, Susie. For most of us, even those of us that have been in the church for years, even those of us that have the tradition of having the Lord's Prayer in the back of our bulletin, and every Sunday we have to repeat it no matter what, but we don't even know what it means, you see. But Jesus is saying, "Hallowed be thy name," is not just an acclamation. "Hallowed be thy name" is not just a worship. "Hallowed be thy name" is the petition in the Lord's Prayer. In other words, he's saying to us, Jesus said, "Listen, do you want me to teach you? Here it is. You and I need to pray the priority of my Father. And the priority of my Father is this, that in everything you pray, in everything you do because of your prayer, because you're using the substance of the word into your request, that everything that you pray has to be prayed exclusively to hallow the name of my Father." In other words, you have to think about the content of what you pray. You see, if we begin to see that, Susie, then what we pray will be evaluated. What we ask of God, we're going to be selective. We're not going to be so selfish in praying about a shopping list that only pertains to ourselves. Then we will begin to pray for others.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.